Elon Musk says Tesla's new battery won't have to recharge driving from L.A. to San Francisco on a hot day. On a cold day, you might have some shrinkage. This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, my name is Peter. I've decided I'm going to sell my house myself, but I really don't know where to begin. I was wondering if I could hit you up for some tips on where to go from here.
Who? Peter. Peter Carvel? It sounds like an ice cream.
Yes.
Why didn't you just say, Mark, this is Peter? You could have just drawn it all out. That would have been even better. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. Go online. Save your bees. Don't exterminate them. Go to the Bee Rescue Hotline at sbba.org. We have a great program today. Of course, the fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And year to date, we've moved a little segment to the first segment. Joining me in the second segment is, how many segments do we have again? We have a mortgage broker, Diana McFarlane, and she's with Caliber Premier Lending Group. We've got some, which I think should be the name of a rock band, and she's got some interesting information on getting loans. And I still think her motto of neither a lender nor a borrower be is not a good motto for a lender, but that's what she chose. So, oh, good. I just got a text from Linda that we've got a caregiver to come help my mom take a shower tomorrow. Mom came last week. She is on day 257 of her new hip, and she's turning 92 August 30th, and she's really having a tough time recovering from the flight or from me. I can't tell which it is. But hopefully she's listening now. She didn't want to come into the studio unless she could win a refrigerator, so I didn't have her come in. So I limit my questions to Mom. I think you ask too many questions when you're trying to help someone. So I've limited now to, would you like red wine or white wine? That's the only thing I'm going to ask her. So her adopted daughter, Linda, is coordinating to have someone come tomorrow at 9 a.m. to give her a little assistance in the shower. So let's take a look at year-to-date stats. Oh, well, let me tell you about Coming Soon. That's actually a new category in the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. New listings, closed listings, pending listings, price change listings, withdrawn listings, cancel listings, and now Coming Soon to a theater near you. I don't know if I understand or... You have to still have a bona fide signed listing. You have to fill out the MLS input sheet. You have to do everything you have to do for a listing, except instead of putting it in as a listing, you could send out emails. Now, there's probably, I spoke too soon, there's probably a application that maybe you can't have a lot of showings yet or Sunday open houses or caravans. You can't do a full-blown marketing. But you can do maybe select showings. So I stand corrected, even though I'm sitting down. Maybe that's an application. So because people want to promote pocket listings, which I'm about to do. And a pocket listing is a listing that's not officially listed, perhaps, in the you don't have a listing agreement. You could have a signed listing agreement. And have a pocket listing, and you kind of network for whatever reason. And, and I just got a second caregiver from my buddy Brian. Maybe Mom could take two showers. So, actually, Mom wants to go to Macy's. We went to Macy's yesterday, and we were up on the third floor. We were supposed to go in there for some kind of sandal shoes. And then we were at tops and pants, and then... we were out of there. We never looked at the shoes. So we bought she bought two tops on the third floor. And as we were going down the elevator to the first floor, I said, shall we return them on the first floor? And I wasn't wrong. She tried them on and tried one on. She's going to return them. So where was I? Oh, pocket listings. So Pocket Listings is someone you know that would sell, but it's not either listed in writing, or it is listed in writing, but it's not an MLS. So a lot of people want to network Pocket Listings, but the MLS rules do not allow it. I don't know why. I'm sure there's a good reason. But I wish they would allow it. So they think they're kind of halfway, and they've allowed this new category, coming soon to a lender near you. So I have a Pocket Listing that's not listed in writing, but I'm going to share it with you. And if you're an agent or a buyer, you could call me about it after the program at 452-2428. I like to call it a private oasis because it's on it's at the end of a long private driveway shared with one other house. And then you could actually put a gate right at the end. And the asking price is probably $1.7 million. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,800 square feet, almost a half an acre. You've got, you know, a couple of neighbors actually a little close, but you don't see them. You don't feel it. And you look out on a panoramic view of the islands, the harbor, and the city, and up towards the mesa. It's expansive, and it's a 50s house with hardwood floors and the floor-to-ceiling window in the living room. It's very, very impressive. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Kitchen's redone. They put in hardwood floors that were not there. Bathroom's a little weak. You could redo them. So there you go. Now you know what a pocket listing is, and coming soon. Year-to-date median price and sales prices. This is the 34th week of the year, 2016, for the week ending August 26th. And these, from January 1st through August 26th, because this is not the weekly MLS update. That's the fourth segment. This is year-to-date stats. 688 single-family sales since January 1st from Carpinteria to Goleta, at least just through the multiple listing service. Averaging 20.2 sales per week at 688. Last year, 748 number of sales. So we are 8% fewer in the number of sales year-to-date. And it doesn't feel like that, and particularly lately, feel like things are selling. Things are selling. I feel like there's a lot of activity, but I guess not as much as last year. The median price, now last year for the year, the average was 20.7, and now we're at 20.2. But through the first 34 weeks of the last year, we were averaging 22 sales per week. So things slowed down last year. Let's see what happens this year. The median price year to date through August 26, 2016, that's $1,225,000. Last year, $1,177,000. So we're 4% higher on the median price. And we're even higher if you compare 2015 for the entire year, because that was $1,132,000. But again, our median price has been dropping as the year progresses. It happened last year too, so don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed, unless you're a clock. So how stupid can we get? I didn't have time to talk about, and I don't have time now in this segment. I don't know if we'll do it in the third segment. I have a little history of the removal of the 101 lights on our freeway, and it's a little recap. I didn't realize that it started in 1954 when it was first proposed to remove the lights, and it took until I think 1988. So that's one story. And another story was a follow-up on my interview with the documentary producer who talked about veterans and post-traumatic stress disorder. And a listener emailed me with some really good astute comments about something I said, and who he agreed with everything I said, but he pointed out something about Vietnam vets that I said about being spit upon, which he called like an urban legend, and it very well might be. I didn't do a whole lot of research, and spoke to a couple of people, spoke to the producer of the documentary, and he wasn't aware of any. But it's more of the metaphor of spitting on the veterans, I guess. I should have been more clear, but it seems like it is an urban legend. So I got some comments about that, and wonder if I have a quick, where's my, comparing values from 1912 to 2012. And I'm not locating that. So we'll wait on that later. We're going to take a break, come back with mortgage broker extraordinaire, Diana McFarlane. And, oh, here it is. Eating in 2015 versus 1915. The woman, we had talked about a woman who was making $6 a week. No, I already did that one. Miscellaneous merchandise. If you were buying movie tickets in 1915, they'd cost 10 to 15 cents if you were a kid. But if you were seeing the new movie, Birth of a Nation, tickets were $2. God, talk about, it's like when we have these tragedies and they jack up the prices. But 10 to 15 cents. And my mom was born in 1924. She was going to the movies in 1930. I'll have to ask her what she paid in 1930. Clothes did a big number on your budget back then, too. There was a Cincinnati Inquirer article, November 1915, said a moderately priced pair of men's shoes cost $3 to $5, which is $70 to $116 in today's dollars. Women's shoes, $7 to $10, so twice the price. Today's value, $163 to $233, so nothing really has changed. Women are still gouged on shoes and other issues as well. The simple T-shirts and everything that's kind of for a woman suddenly is priced more. So we're going to leave it at that. First-class stamp, 2 cents in 1915, which would be 47 cents today. And that's what it is today. That's pretty remarkable. So the price of a first-class stamp has not gone up. Of course, if you mailed a letter in 1915, it might just be arriving today. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Diana McFarlane, the mortgage broker with money.